This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. anti-missile defenses intercepted as many as five rockets fired at Kabul, Afghanistan's airport early on Monday. That's according to a U.S. official speaking to Reuters on condition of anonymity. The United States rushing to complete its withdrawal from Afghanistan to end its longest war. Afghan media said the attack was launched from the back of a vehicle. The Peshawar news agency said several rockets struck different parts of the Afghan capital. The attack followed a huge Islamic State suicide bombing outside the airport gates on Thursday that killed scores of Afghans and 13 U.S. service members, as well as another reported attempted bombing on Sunday. The U.S. and allied forces have evacuated more than 114,000 people, including foreign nationals and Afghans deemed at risk. The forces themselves are due to pull out by a Tuesday deadline agreed with the Islamist militants. UN refugee chief Filippo Grandi praised efforts to evacuate tens of thousands of people from Kabul, but he also called on the world to not forget the millions who will remain in Afghanistan and need help. He said in a statement, quote, "We must meet the critical humanitarian needs in Afghanistan and in countries around the region, and our response must be robust and urgent." The White House said evacuation efforts at the Kabul airport continue uninterrupted after Monday's rocket attack. A statement early Monday said 1,200 people had been evacuated during the previous 24 hours. About 122,000 total have been evacuated since the end of July. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.